tonight is W2MJB. My name is Mark, and my location is Simpsonville. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina state line near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. As an added convenience, you can also check in by Aper's message sent to W4DJW, or you can also check in by Echolink Note 545072. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call W2MJB or Net Control. Any announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call W2MJB or Net Control. We'll now begin the roll call portion of the net. This is a direct net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chew portion. Before calling the individual RF groups, however, I would like to recognize the early check-ins. First, we have KN4HTP checking her in by phone relay. She is out in Utah. Next, we have W4FCM, Fred, in Traveler's Rest. He brings along his wife, Isla, in for IEI. FKO4JKV, Duncan, in Asheville. KO4WWZ, Chandler, in Easley. KI4LZI, Andy, Table Rock. W2AMD, another Andy, here in Simpsonville. K4ROW, Richard, in Greenville. KO4RAX, Jim, in Dacusville. K4XMR, Mel, in Prosperity. KW4TS, Jim Pelzer. KF4RBH, JD, in Berea. KG4PFI, Duncan in Piedmont. KG4QLQ, Linda in Piedmont. N1DMB, David in Five Forks. David is a new check-in in my log. Appreciate David checking in tonight through the Brewer's webpage. Early check-in. And we have N1DMB, Dave, or excuse me, I already recognized him, sorry. KJ4UHF, Jack in Greenville. KA4WLL, Leroy in Taylor's. KG4WNP, Landon in Dacusville. KC4W, Bill in Anderson. KX4YM, Scott in Greenville. And we have K4OIM, Walt. He checked in via text through Echolink. Looks like he's not with us right now. But I'm sure that he would love to be here listening tonight. And we wish him the best. With that, we'd like to open it up for new hams only. New hams, if there are any wishing to check in, please call W2MJB or Net Control. MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like there are no new hams needing to check in tonight. So we'll go ahead and move to Echolink stations only. Please call W2MJB or Net Control. This is W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like we have one Echolink station that appears to be listening. And just to let Walt know, Walt, you did check in by text earlier, and I did recognize you. So you are all checked in, and enjoy the evening listening to the net. Looks like for the early check-ins, Echolink stations as well. Oh, we have one more Echolink station that just popped up. Echolink stations only, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
W2MJB, please check in. Kilo, November 4. Romeo, Juliet, November. John Brown Summit, no comment, no traffic.
This is W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to recognize KN4RJ and John there in Brown Summit, North Carolina. Appreciate you checking in tonight, John. And Wendy will be back later in the month. So, I guess she'll actually be calling in April since she's out of town for the next few weeks. So appreciate you checking in tonight, John. With that, we will go to the regular RF check-ins. Tonight being Monday, we'll start with Echo through Hotel. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4 HKX. That's Patrick in Penrose, and I will be in and out tonight, Mark. Thank you.
W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KO4HKX, Patrick in Penrose. Thanks for checking in tonight, Patrick, and have a great evening. Any other check-ins in Echo Through Hotel, please call W2MJB or Net Control. This is W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like there's no other check-ins in Echo Through Hotel groups. We'll go through and go to the next group of India through Lima. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
W2MJB. Please check in and out Kilo, Golf 4, Juliet, India, Alpha, KG4, JIA, Dennis, and Gaffney. Good evening to you all on the net.
MJB. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
JB.
Please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, W4IOE. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thanks for calling the net, Mark. Good evening to you. Good evening, it's all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
MJB. Thank you for the net tonight. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. I would say hi to Wendy, but I don't know if she's listening, but if you are, hi. Everyone have a good night. 73.
2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2 Internet, recognizing the following check-ins. We have KG4JIA, Dennis there in Gaffney. Appreciate you checking in tonight, Dennis. KK4JFO, James there in Tuxedo, North Carolina. W4IOE, Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Our friend KK4JBQ, Larry, there in Greer, and he brings along his wife, Donna, KC4MFK. Thanks for the well wishes and the hello to Wendy. I'll let her know. She's probably helping Max, our son, unpack his stuff in his new apartment there in Las Vegas where he's moved to. So she's out there enjoying a little moment with our son, Max, next couple days. So I'll let her know, Larry. Any other check-ins, India through Lima, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
On a turn, WD4DYH. Johnny, I am currently located in Taylor's. No traffic, no roundtable. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing WD4DYH. Johnny, they're in Taylor's tonight. Thanks for checking in tonight, Johnny. Johnny is the bar's president, and we wish him well. And have a great evening, Johnny. Looks like that's it for India through Lima, so we'll move to Mike through Papa. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
W2MJB. Mark, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, Oscar Lima, Kilo KO4OLK, Stephen and Greer. I'll be negative and negative. 73s.
Alaska 2 MJB. Check in and out, K4OSH. Kilo 4 Oscar Sierra Hotel. Pat in Malden, no traffic. No comment. Thank you, sir.
Check in Kilo Oscar 4, November 4, NNH. My name is Fred, World Warship on 73 to you, all in that negative.
The MJB. Yes, Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. Name is Chad, QTH is Campobello. Please also check in my wife, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. Her name is Anna, QTH is also Campobello, and I will definitely be in for comments tonight, Mark. Thank you for calling the net.
MJB, November 1, Delta Mike Bravo, David in Five Forks. I did check in online, but I decided to join in live tonight, and I definitely want to stick around for the rag chew. I might be looking for a little bit of help. Over.
This is W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. That was a good group of check-ins in the Mike through Papa group. First, we have KK4ONO, Lorena, there in Piedmont. She brings along her husband, Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. Thanks for checking in tonight, Lorena, and have a great evening. Next, we have KO4OLK, Steve in Greer. We have K4OSH, Pat in Malden, who is checking in and out tonight. We have KO4NNH, Fred, mobile in Piedmont. And appreciate you checking in, Fred. Next, I have KO4NUE, Chad, there in Campobello, and he brings along his wife, Anna, KO4RYP. Thanks for checking in tonight, Chad, and I do have you listed down for a little bit of rag chew at the end of the net. We have N1DMB, David, who did check in early through the early check-in, and he has a few questions, so we'll bring David on, and hopefully some of you guys out there that have a lot of experience with ham radio will be able to answer a few of his questions, because I'm sure that he'll probably ask some that I won't be able to answer for him. With that, are there any other check-ins? Mike through Papa, please call W2MJB or net control.
Turn on Kilo Foxtrot 4. Charlie Kilo Tango, and I'm John, and I'm down in Honeyhill Pass, South Carolina, and I run the Anderson 2 net a net every Monday night at 8:30, so everybody can come over to 146-790, and we have a net every night over there at 8:30, and check in with us over there. We'll be glad to have all the check in we can get over there. Good evening, and good evening to all on the net, and you're running a good net up there tonight, KL4CKT.
W2MJB, net control to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KF4CKT, Johnny there in Honeypath. Thanks for the announcement, Johnny, about the net there in Anderson. I would like to check in there, but for some reason my antenna won't reach it. And even though I can hear it, I can't transmit. So, but for those of you who can hit the repeater there, I think it's on Sassafras Mountain, I think. Please check in with John at on 8:30 on Mondays. With that, looks like we have an EchoLink station up. EchoLink stations only. Please call W2MJB or net control.
W2MJB. Good evening, Mark. If you would check in, KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen from Greenwood. Good evening, Mark. You're still following it. No traffic and no queue.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KA4PQA, Stephen, there in Greenwood. Thanks for checking in tonight, Stephen. It's been a while since I've heard you check in with me. And hopefully everything is fine with you and your wife. And have a wonderful evening. That's it for Echo Link stations for the time being, so we'll go ahead and move to Quebec to Tango. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
W2MJB. Good evening. This is N0TR. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. Thanks for doing the net. Good evening to you and all on the net. And I'll be negative and negative.
W2MJB. Again, KO4QLG, Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, Chris, and Liberty, negative and negative.
This is W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. I'd like to recognize KO4QLG, Chris, and Liberty. Thanks for checking in tonight, Chris. There was a check-in right before you. I got the name Tom, but I didn't catch your call sign. If you can repeat your call sign phonetically and give me your location, I'd love to get you in the log.
I'm sorry. That was my fault. This is Tom, Tango Oscar Mike. I'm November 0, Tango Romeo, N0TR. I'm located in Greer. I was trying to run Morse code and watch TV and talk to you. my bad. 73. This is N0TR.
Thanks, Tom. That's recognizing N0TR Tom there in Greer. I understand, Tom, when you're trying to do three things at the same time, it gets a little difficult. So I appreciate you rechecking and confirming your call sign and location with me. I do have you in the log, and have a great evening. Good luck with that Morse code. Any other check-ins, Quebec through Tango, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
W2MJB. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Uniform Romeo. That's KO4, RUR, Mobile. It's Chris here in Greenville. I'm going to be in and out. 73 to everybody.
Check in. Hey, KA4QS. Paul, N4DME, we in the cold, we be negative and hell up on that.
This is W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, recognizing KO4RUR, Chris in Greenville. Thanks for checking in tonight, Chris, appreciate it. The next check-in, I got N4DME, Paul, there in Toccoa, but I think I messed up on your call sign. I got AA4QN, but I think that's incorrect. I know you're in my log, but I can't pull it out. So if you can recheck your call sign, I would appreciate it.
AA4QN.
The relay.
This is KO4NUE. That's Donald Alpha Alpha 4. Quebec, Sierra, AA4QS, in Toccoa.
Thanks for the relay there, Chad. Appreciate it. That's AA4QS. I was hearing N and M, so thanks for the relay. That's AA4QS, Don, in Toccoa. Thanks for checking in tonight, Don. Sorry about the problem, but my hearing isn't the best, unfortunately. Too many years in the manufacturing plants. Are there any other check-ins? Quebec through Tango, please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. That's it for the Quebec through Tango group, so we'll go ahead and move to Uniform through Zulu. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
W2NJB. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Zulu. Please mark me down for the continent, sir. I'm already signed in. Name is Chandler. Thank you for calling the net.
Control. Kilo Echo 4, Zulu Hotel Foxtrot, KE4ZHL, Ethan Columbus. Just check me in and out.
You got it.
Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo, that's K4XB, Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. first recheck in is KO4WWZ Chandler. Got you down for Little Rack 2 Chandler, so have to be a little patient. There's two ahead of you, so appreciate you being willing to come back and do a little rack chewing tonight. Next, we have KE4ZHF, Keith in Columbus, and K4XB, Tommy in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate all of you checking in tonight. Any other check-ins, uniform through Zulu, please call W2MJB or Net Control. This is W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like that's it for uniform through Zulu. Sorry, I'm getting a little tongue-tied there. So we'll move up to Alpha through Delta. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride Joy. We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
MJB. Mark, please check in. Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec. KB2BYQ. Dave Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Everybody have a good evening.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing W4DJW, Dave in Greer. Dave is our net manager, and he does a great job making sure the net is taking place every night. Next, we have KM4BLH, Kurt in Greenville. W4CTW, Tyler in Taylors. And our Wednesday night net controller, KI4DOS, Gary, in Easley, and it brings along his wife, Joy, K3JOY. Thanks for checking in tonight, Gary, and bringing Joy along with you. Next, we have KB2BYQ, David in Easley. Appreciate all of you checking in with me tonight. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Delta, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
MJB. Please check in Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative and negative.
This is W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca. Thanks for checking in tonight, Keith. Looks like that's it for Alpha through Delta, so we'll get in, open it up to the large group. Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
MJB. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. Say again, Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. Nelson. In Greenville, en route to Spartanburg, negative and negative.
Net Control. We four Foxtrot Hotel, Juliet. Gene and Taylor's negative and negative. Over.
W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KO4GUN, Nelson in Greenville. And lastly, we have W4FHJ, Gene and Taylor's. Thanks to both of you for checking in with me tonight. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like that's it for the check-ins for the time being. Now securing the formal portion of the net. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the rag chew portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between rag chews. KO4 NUE, Chad, what's on your mind tonight?
KO4 NUE, to Mark and everybody on the net. Well, Mark, I got my hands on a book here called Understanding Amateur Radio. And it's got a price tag on it of $2.50. There's some pages missing out of it, and there's no date. So I just wanted to take an opportunity and read a couple of things to you to see if you will help me date the book. Are you okay with that?
It's fine, Chad. However, at that price and the title is before my time in amateur radio, probably before I was born. So go ahead. I probably won't be able to help you identify the date that it was written.
I'm sure Gary can help me. So in the front cover is called the Amateur's Code. And there are six codes. The first code is, the amateur is gentlemanly. He never knowingly uses the air for his own amusement in such a way to lessen the pleasure of others. He abides by the pledges given by the ARRL in his behalf to the public and the federal government. Number one, amateur is loyal. He owes his amateur radio to the American Radio Relay League, and he offers it to his unswerving loyalty. The amateur is progressive. He keeps his station abreast of science. It is built well and efficiently, and his operating practice is clean and regular. Number four. The amateur is friendly, slow and patient, sending, when requested, friendly advice and counsel to the beginner, kindly assistance and cooperation for the broadcast listener. These are marks of the amateur spirit. Number five, the amateur is balanced. Radio is his hobby. He never allows it to interfere with any of his duties he owes to his home, his job, school, or his country. Number six, the amateur is patriotic. His knowledge and his station are always ready for the service of his country and his community. What do you think?
That's great. Those are some pretty good values that they list there. I'm not sure if that's listed anywhere that I've seen so far. So appreciate you reading that, because I think we can all be reminded really what the goal and the effort of amateur radio is. Over.
Well, I want to share with you, and this is on page 11 here. It says, right here, each piece of equipment should be connected to a ground external to the equipment. A cold water pipe is considered an excellent source of ground and when there is underground water piping. This grounding is an important safety measure.
That one there doesn't really apply too much in the modern housing that we have with all the plastic pipe that is in the homes now.
I was reading through some of this and thought some of it was kind of comical, but, you know, just thought I'd share it with you a little bit. But there are some good values in there, but, you know, being a net controller who has a wife that calls the net, every one of the six codes has got he and he is listed. There's no, you know, there's no her.
I guess that'd be just be the sign of the times, I guess. So I don't know approximately what year this thing is. Like I said, there's no date in it. There's some interesting comments in here on impedance that I will maybe talk with Larry after the net. But just wanted to drop by and let you know, hey, I thought that was kind of interesting. And Walt, if you're listening tonight, sir, when I picked up the book, I thought of you. So just want to let you know. All right, Mark, I'll give it back to you. I don't want to hold up the net. Just want to visit with you for a little bit.
Go ahead, W4FHJ, with your comment.
About that amateur code, best I can remember is about 1951, maybe 52, I started studying for my license. I didn't get it until two or three years later, didn't get my license. But I do remember reading that code, so it had to be before, let's say, 52. I think I'm right in that. That's all I have other than that. Over.
Gene, do you have any comments to Gene?
No, sir. I just appreciate your comments. Like I said, was reading through some of this stuff, and oh my goodness, how things have changed. And you know, there was one comment in here on how to build your station, and the table, for example, the operating table, and how to build your, you know, a station table. It says that, you know, it gives the dimensions on how to build it, gives a little picture, and says it should be able to be built for less than $5 or $6 with a sheet of 3/4 inch plywood. So, I don't know about that one, but, you know, that thought that was kind of neat.
I just bought a sheet of oak plywood for $102 for Lowe's for a bookshelf, so it would really be nice to be able to get it for that cheap of a price, but then again, back then people were probably making, you know, 50 cents an hour.
1DMB. This is N1DMB. Regarding that amateur's code, I want to point out that it's actually posted on the BRARS website. Apparently posted on the 26th of August, 2016 by Kilo Delta 4 Delta Romeo Alpha. And that party identifies it, the code at least, as written by Whiskey Niner Echo Echo Alpha, name of Paul Siegel. And it says circa 1928, circa 1928, over.
For NUE, there you go. There is your date, at least back to that time frame.
What about that? Well, does anybody have any information on, is there a current code anywhere listed, or is it just, any comments on that? I mean, I don't know what to think here. I mean, I know it's an old book. That's what I'm trying to say, is that it just, things have changed, I guess. But it's just kind of interesting.
Are there any other comments from those who are still listening?
Yes.
For DOS.
Our Constitution was written over 200 years ago. It's still valid today. So I would say whoever penned that code for the amateur radio operators, it's still valid today.
I just, you know, I was sitting there reading it to my wife, and, you know, I got to, you know, amateur code number one. The amateur is gentlemanly. And she said, nope, you're out. So, rule number one and rule number five. I just, don't fit in there anywhere, I guess. And she let me know that pretty quick. But rule number six, I'm in.
Like you've got a couple rules to use for personal improvement.
I'm trying for 50 years now, Mark. If I ain't made it by now, I don't think I am.
Well, keep working on it. Eventually, you'll achieve that perfection in the, out there for your wife, so she won't be able to pinpoint any of the other flaws that you have. Either that, or you're going to have to do a good job of helping her understand that sometimes a flaw is important.
You're exactly right. But, you know, another thing in here is that there's no mention of it's all vacuum tube stuff, no mention. I mean, there's some pretty good schematics in the back of it, you know. The book is well used. There's some, you know, handwritten notes in here with pencil. You can tell where somebody's actually built something out of it, looks like. No mention of MOSFETs or, you know, things like that. And, you know, kind of stuff I don't really know that whole much about, I guess. There's our chapter 7 is devoted to workshop and workshop tools and how to properly care for them. And I think that's, you know, kind of neat and interesting too. But anyway, just wanted to share that with you and just drop by and say hello for a few minutes. I won't hold you any longer, Mark. Just you have a good night, sir. You're doing a wonderful job, and thank you for calling the net. It's KL4NUE, back to net.
Friend UE, thank you for the rag chew, and it's not really me that makes the net, it's the participants in the net that makes the net, I think, so, you know, and those who are willing to rag chew, so, something for me to work on is being able to communicate. That's why I continue to call the net to force myself to speak, so, appreciate that, Chad, and you have a great evening. N1DMB, what do you have on your mind?
Thank you, Mark. And before I forget again, thank you for calling the net tonight. We always appreciate the time and effort you put into this. This is actually my first time on the air on the net this year, although I have checked in with you a few times in the past. But as I said, it's the first time this year, so it's understandable that you wouldn't remember the voice or the call sign. And about that amateur radio, the radio amateurs code, it's interesting that it is still going around, and you can search it and find it on the net. It's being included in the ARRL manuals and so on. But the book he has may be a little bit later. It may have picked up that code because that has been repeated over and over again. My question. I'm about a two-year amateur radio. Got my technician's license in 2020. It was a COVID thing, I guess. And now I'm working on my general license, and I really haven't had any HF experience because I didn't have an antenna up, but I did invest in a used Yaesu FT817 multiband. It's a QRP rig. It's only 5 watts that I've been looking forward to using, but I discovered recently it seems to have stopped working. I have a fear that I somehow managed to pop the output transistors, but I don't know. I did try to get in touch with Yaesu, and they never responded to me. So I was wondering if anybody out there could identify anybody in the upstate area who repairs radios that they might refer me to. This is N1DMB.
Any of those still listening that I can recommend a person or company that could work on his radio?
Radio outlet.
Go for NUE. I've got a little bit of help for him, Mark.
For NUE.
Yes, sir. Forgot your call, sir. So here's the way Yaesu works. They've got a You can look up their service telephone number online, but they only answer the phones from 9 o'clock till 10 o'clock in the morning. The technicians will take the calls and, you know, answer the phones for an hour or so, and then they, you know, get in the back and start repairing radios, that kind of thing. So if you want to talk with them, you know, talk with a technician, that's when you'll have to do it. And don't forget now, that's California time too. So been there, done that, and finally made contact with somebody in the repair facility that told me, okay, let me pass a little tip on to you. This is the way this works. So try that. I'm sure they'll be able to help you. Might not like what they got to say, but they will tell you something.
N1DMB, and please pass my thanks on to KO4NUE. I do appreciate the information. N1DMB.
N1DMB, W2MJB. There was, I think, a presentation given at the Brewers Club one evening. There was a gentleman that I think up here in North Carolina, just over the state line somewhere, I think, that has been repairing radios for quite a while. He just kind of started doing that on his own and has kind of made a business out of it. I'll try to contact the old club president, which I think is the one that arranged his presentation, and see if I can get that information. So when I do get that, I'll be calling the net next Monday, so I'll try to get that information if I can before next Monday. Monday's net, since I'll be calling the net. So if you want to check back next Monday, hopefully I'll have some information for you as well.
Doc, and I'm also on the membership roster. Over.
Sounds good. Anything else, David?
And I do appreciate the time. Take care.
Your time, and thanks for the questions. SOW2MJB, net control for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Let's take a small break here before we get to Chandler and see if there are any check-ins or comments there before we go to the next rack tube.
In Kilo, November 4, Tango Zulu Whiskey. Gabriel, I'm in Hendersonville. No traffic, no comment. Just appreciate you calling the net.
Whiskey 4, India, Yankee, India, Robert, Mobile, Greenville.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KN4TZW, Gabriel in Hendersonville, and W4IYI, Robert in Rock Hill. Appreciate both of you coming along and checking in. I'm glad you stuck around and was able to get in the log. Let me check one more time if there's any more check-ins. Any more check-ins, please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Going to the last RAG-2 volunteer, that's KO4WWZ, Chandler. What's on your mind? What questions do you have?
Control, I would like to speak to KO4NUE. But this is also directed for anyone who is listening that would like to chime in. Permission to call Chad.
Go ahead, Chandler. Call KO4NUE, Chad.
4NUE, KO4WWZ.
KO4NUE, go ahead, bud.
I got the Motorola hooked up in the car late this evening. I wanted to see if anyone has a signal report starting with you.
sounding really good. It sounds like you're sitting right here beside me. So I don't know what you did, but keep on doing it. Sounds really good. You did a good job.
Thank you, sir. I'm using the Tunita Mad Mount you gave me and Max Track Motorola from Mandel, and got my power supply cord. Went up to a friend's house and got it connected to the negative and the positive terminal on the car battery. And man, let me tell you, I'm enjoying this. I really am. Thank you, Chad, for your help.
You're welcome. Enjoy the hobby. And if that's all you got, bud, we'll send it back to Ned so he can bed down for the night. Is that all you got, bud?
Kinda. Just net control. Is there anybody else from farther location than Campobello that can hear me? KO4WWC.
K4DOS. KI4DOS.
WWZ, KI4DOS. Chandler, I live over here in Easley, but I've got you 100% copy on reverse. You're full scale on reverse over here at the house. Over.
Copy that. Thank you, Gary. I really appreciate it. With that, I'll return it to Nick. Thank you. I forgot your name. I'm sorry. Net Control, back to you.
NJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Name is Mark, and that's okay. I have a hard time with names as well. So, Chandler, I'm glad you had good success with Chad's help in getting your radio hooked up to transmit, and you are hitting the repeater really well. And good luck with the hobby, and I hope to hear you check in frequently here on the net. So with that, go ahead and ask if there's any comments or check-ins left. Comments or check-ins, please call W2MJB or Net Control. Nick.
K4 India, Yankee India. The station that was needing some help on a Gazer radio, there's a guy up in Winston-Salem. I don't know if you can get on HF on 3833. His name is Keith, and he works on my Kenwoods and Yazoo radios, and I would trust him with a Yazoo radio I'm working on.
DMB. N1 DMB.
I copied just the tail end of that, but it sounded like it might have been a message for me about concerning radio repairs. So if that person could say again, I'd appreciate it.
My name is Robert. My call is W4IYI. I talk on 3833 late at night. And I got a friend up in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. I don't know if that's the station that other one was talking about in North Carolina. But he works on my Kenwoods and Yazoos and Icons radios. And he's done a real good job for me. And I don't know if you'd want to try him or not, but he's in Winston-Salem.
Contact information, I would appreciate it. The other person, the other party sounded like it might be closer, perhaps maybe up in the Shelby area, which would be a little more convenient. But at this point, I'll find anybody anywhere. Over.
His call is KG4I. Or, I believe that's his call. His name is Keith up in Winston-Salem.
I mean, KG4I, but I also copied KG4KJ4, so I'm a little confused. Can you say again?
Copy, and I'll give it to you. KG4H. KG4H is his call, and his name is Keith.
2MJB, I think somebody said comment. If you guys are done, let's see if the comment has anything else to contribute to this conversation here.
I think that was me. I said copy. Over.
I understand, David. Is there anything else as far as the information? Do you have a, Robert, do you have a phone number for this friend of yours? Giving that to David, that would probably be a lot easier for him.
Air code 336-88-578.
Area code 336-788-5578. Over.
If you don't mind, just call him after 2 p.m.
Yeah, thank you so much, Robert.
Whiskey 4 India, Yankee India, be clear.
Check.
Romeo Oscar Whiskey. One night I was listening and somebody was told about a fellow up in Asheville named Valdo Karamitrov, I believe. It's N3CZ is his call sign. He has a website, hamradio.repair. You can look there and get contact info.
K4ROW. Yeah, that's the guy that gave that presentation, because I remember him having like a Slavic name or something, so I think that is the guy. DMB, did you copy that from K4ROW?
I did indeed. I'm looking at his website right now. Thank you both.
Good. I'm glad we were able to help you. And good luck with that radio. I hope it's repairable and that you're able to get on the HF bands. W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. One last call for comments or check-ins before we close the net. Comments or check-ins, call W2MJB or net control.
W2MJB. Please check in Kilo Niner, Oscar Hotel. That's K9OH. Billy down here in the electric city of Anderson. Good evening to you, sir, and $73 on the net.
Four Tango Lima, Casey, South Carolina. The name is John. In and out. Thank you.
Control. With WWC, I have a comment for Walt.
Hang on just a minute. Let me recognize these recent check-ins. I got K9OH, Billy. They're in Anderson. Billy, do you want to check in your wife, or are you on your own tonight?
On my own. She's down in Columbia tonight, unfortunately.
Hey, I understand what it's like being home without your wife, so have a great evening, Billy, and thanks for checking in with us tonight. Then I got KG4TL, Kilo Juliet 4, let's see, thinking phonetically, Tom Lima. Sorry about that, I wasn't official there. And I got John, and he's in Casey, is that correct?
Roger, roger.
You're a new check-in with me, so I just wanted to confirm that everything was correct. I appreciate you checking in tonight, and have a wonderful evening. Now the go back to the individual that was rechecking or calling somebody. Go ahead.
This is KO4 WWC. I have a message for Walt from myself. Is it okay to go ahead and tell him what I want to tell him?
Could WWZ, you can, but right now it doesn't look like Walt is on Echolink. I'm not sure if he's got a radio. I know he was listening on Echolink earlier, but if you want to go ahead, just in case he is listening to RF, go ahead with your comment to Walt.